Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I hope you're having a great day. I'm not sure if I told you guys, but we are starting a virtual dementia support group, and it's called Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. You know, there's power in a circle rather than hand-to-hand. We all are joining hands rather than end-to-end, I guess I should have said. But in a circle where we all join together to help each other, and that's the idea behind the Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. And yes, it will be virtual for a couple reasons. One, we don't all live within 10 miles of where Carol is. And two, it is often hard for dementia caregivers to leave their home and go somewhere, well, for any reason. So I wanted to make this easy. We will be holding this via FaceTime on your phone, and it will be the second and fourth Mondays of every month at 10:30 in the morning and 7 o'clock at night Eastern Standard Time. You can attend both each day, or you can attend one. It makes no difference, whatever your schedule allows. The idea is, as we have more and more folks sign up, we would have different people at each session. And we're just now getting started, so we're low in number, but we're getting there. There is a $10 monthly fee, and it's a donation, actually, to the ministry to help defray cost. And you will receive gifts 4 or 5 times a year. They're just going to show up in your mailbox. What I've learned is caregivers many times don't get to open gifts. They're busy taking care of people, and others don't think, well, let me send a gift. So I'm going to send a gift. That's just the way that's going to be. And I like opening presents. I've always told my husband, don't have one of those birthday parties for me that says, no gift expected, your presence is gift enough. What kind of nonsense is that? If you come into a party to eat cake at my house and eat snacks, you better bring me a present. I'm just telling you. So I want you to have a present too. So sign up for it. You can go to the website, letstalkdementia.org, and click on support group. There's 2 forms to fill out, one for the $10 a month contribution. And then if you scroll down on the main page there for the support group tab, you will see where you fill in your name and your email and a little bit of information that I will have, so I know how to get in touch with you. Well, today I want to talk with you about toenails, and not just toenails, but feet. I'm working with a couple that are just some of the most godly people I know, and the husband especially had a big impact on my life when my mama passed, and prayed over my husband and I in a way that to this day, when I think about it, it brings cold chills. And God was working in that room and through his prayer. I've always been grateful. But he and his wife are caring for his mother-in-law, her mama, and doing a fabulous job. Well, mama's been living alone and doing really well, and she's got some numbers on her, and so she's done amazing well for her number of years. Started having a few problems, really didn't want to get out and go too much or move around, and they began to discover that she had problems with her feet, specifically her toenails. Now, Mama knew that she needed her toenails trimmed, but she was embarrassed. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want anyone to see them. So she just made sure that happened, to the point that they were very long and painful and hurting her feet. I don't know if you've ever let your toenails get even just a little bit long, but you get pressure on the end of your toes. And if you let them continue to be too long, you can't wear your shoes because, well, you don't fit in those shoes any longer. And that was the problem she was having, so much so that she then started having problems walking, having problems with her gait, having problems with her feet. And you know, that can go on to cause problems in the legs, problems in the hips, and problems in the back, all because the gait is off. You know, you're a little bit wonky when you walk. Well, she wound up in the hospital and in rehab, came home the day she came home in severe pain, back in the hospital. So it all has come down from a lot of inflammation. Now, inflammation can be your friend when you have something going on in your body, as she does. Inflammation goes to the site and helps to bring healing. But when you have chronic, ongoing, consistent, not relenting inflammation, it is not your friend, and it can cause long-term problems. We know that inflammation is the leading cause of Alzheimer's, and so we don't want inflammation. You can have your inflammation markers read through blood work. It's called C-reactive protein, or HS, which is high sensitivity C-reactive protein. HSCRP is the abbreviation, and it will tell you what your levels are in your blood. And I would say for the majority of us, they're out of whack. Even when you try really hard, they're going to be higher than what you want them to be. One of the best things you can do for inflammation is exercise, being outside, getting some sunshine, enjoying nature, and then exercising, some cardiovascular exercise, some weight-bearing exercise, some stretching like with yoga, or doing some Qigong. I love Qigong. Things that can help relax you and help you to breathe are all good. But what this dear lady needed was a trip to the podiatrist. So while she was in the hospital, they decided to call a podiatrist and have that guy come in. And he did. And he said, oh, I can't take care of this here. I need equipment that's in my office. She's got to come there. Well, a lot of good that was doing her, because she was leaving the hospital to go to rehab. Got to rehab and the same thing happened. So they were kind of like, what do we do? Called a local doctor that they were familiar with, and it was like 2 months before they could get her in. Well, being the people we are, we prayed about that, and guess where she's going tomorrow? She is going to a podiatrist that got her in within like a 2-day notice, so we're very thankful for that. I say all that to say to you, your loved ones who are a little private, you still do need to know what those feet look like. My brother-in-law, who I've mentioned to you in the past, he had dementia brought on by being exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam, which led to ischemic heart disease, and both of those come together to bring dementia to his world. And we had not looked at his feet, really, I guess, ever, because he always had all athletic shoes and socks. I mean, that's what we always saw, till he said he needed new shoes, and sure enough, his shoes were worn out. So we took him to a store that had good quality athletic shoes that sold just, you know, I don't know what you call it, like a good feet store, I think is what it was, something like that. Well, he took his socks and shoes off, and we sat there stunned. It was like bird talons coming off the ends of his feet. And we're like, how in the world did you stand wearing your shoes? And he said, well, it hurt. No joke. So, obviously, we did not buy shoes, but the very next day, my husband just took him to a local nail salon, and the girl trimmed his toenails, and then we bought shoes to get the right size. It's very important to keep an eye on these things, and I know you've got 5,000 other things to do and all these things that you're looking at, but if you're never seeing their bare feet, you sort of need them, maybe should. So add that to your list of things to do. I'm sorry, that's just something else. But in the long run, it will make your life easier, because if they wind up in the hospital because they've fallen trying to walk, or they've messed their back up or their hips up, and we've got to do all kinds of therapy, that's just something else that nobody wants to deal with. So I asked my client, I said, is it okay if I tell Mama's story? And he said, sure. So we'll learn from each other, won't we? Go to the, what's that thing called? The webpage, that's it. Go to my website, letstalkdementia.org. You will find my books, the videos, the podcasts, the link to contact me. And when you do, I absolutely will get back in touch with you and sign up for that support group. If you are in Southwest Florida, in the Estero or Fort Myers or Naples area, we do have a local support group that meets the first Thursday of every month at 10:30 at Estero Church on Highway 41 in Estero. No reservations necessary, just come and partake. Have a great day, blessings and smiles, and go trim those toenails. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.